Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
God has got a divine plan like the tabernacle plan. Like everything had to be sockets of silver, sockets of gold. It had to be redemption and repentance. And you understand? The brass type of man. Had to be dimensions. You may be seated. If you ain't gonna help me, I'm gonna stand you up again and get a bayonet. Hallelujah. Not really. I'm probably gonna let you go in just a few minutes. We are in a spiritual warfare. I hate to tell you that. You already know it. This church could be filled with people that are hungry for God. And just one service, we can see 500 receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, repent. Come to God. One service won't be me. But where the presence of the Shekinah glory is in the train of the Lord, fill the house. You will see the supernatural movings of the Holy Spirit of God. But if your mind is everywhere else and you think you're going to figure God out, you are wrong. You ain't going to figure God out. I took my little chemistry set as it broke through my pimples on my face, and I tried to understand God about 35, 40 years ago when I was a teenager. You don't figure God out. He's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He's all powerful. You don't figure him out. You yield. Now hold it. I've had my ups and downs. I've had times that my body didn't feel good. My mind, I don't smile. I try to smile. But when the power of God gets on you, you'll smile, you'll laugh. Have you ever sung in tongues? It's been a while since I've heard people sing in tongues. Boy, it sounds like I'm really getting on a tough subject. That's part of it. As you were singing church up here, you sang in the spirit. But when they start singing in the tongues, in the Holy Ghost, then hallelujah, you've hit another level. You entertain angels unaware. Right now, this house is full of Holy Ghost, God sent angels in this house. There's appointed angels to this place. And if you ever needed a miracle, it's here now. Those books and all that, the tapes, look. Winston Churchill, he was a fighter. He was a fighter in World War I. He was a fighter in World War II. He kept England, with God's help, stable. You take Patton, I begin to think about Patton. If you turn Patton loose in the place of Bradley, not Bradley, but Montgomery. Montgomery took it easy and slow, but Patton would have went completely nuts. He was a fighter. He was a street brawler. He was a West Point, but he still had it in him. That's why he took a bull terrier around with him all the time. That was his mascot. We need to take Jesus Christ around with us. Hallelujah. I mean, tongues is all in order, and I know at times you're not going to speak in tongues, but sometimes when you meet somebody, they're going to see that glow inside of you and say, you got something that I need. I want to meet your daddy. I want to meet you. Well, hallelujah, have at it. My mother and daddy didn't bring me up this way. Ooh. He's tried to cripple me. He's tried to kill me with COVID. You know how many times I had COVID? Five times. Five times. Sugar went so high, and then it gave me Ozempic. Then it paralyzed my body till I couldn't eat nothing else. Then I had back surgery. Come on, talk to me. I'm not giving the devil no glory. God is a miracle worker. After a while, when you get to the place that you don't see the supernatural power of God, you'll begin to fall into doubt of what the world's doing. Oh, boy. And I'm not saying doctors are bad. How many, oh no, forget it. I won't say that. Because I have situations that I don't want to take. And I also have things I need to turn off. We have become drunk on the world and its success. This world. And listen, you just listen. It ain't got rough yet. I'm not going to prophesy. I'm the Holy Ghost moving. We're going to make it. But if you don't stay with it, I'm not blackmailing us. If we don't stay in the house of God, we are dead ducks. Not eagles. This is where we get our strength. There's times you won't say nothing. You have church, it's your business. But come on back to the constant every once in a while. Say, hey, I'm shooting from the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. I'm on fellowship with everybody. You ain't taking my fellowship away. You ain't taking our song away. You ain't taking me. Hey, I may have all these emotions, but God is my miracle worker. Come on, Sister River, say amen. I watched her back. She's doing this work. I said, Lord, Brother Lester was here. What kind of time would he have? Don't worry about it. I didn't mean he'd be here if he could. What does the Holy Ghost want to do? What does Jesus in this house, in you, the Holy Ghost, what does it want to do? Don't weigh every word I say out like I'm trying to go somewhere. I'm just preaching you the gospel. This is the pill we need. This is the pill I need. And I'm going to tell you, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven like as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Come on, talk to me. And they all, there's 120 of them. There was more than that. When he was supposed to give out, you know, told them, they come to the upper room, 7 days, 10 days. And suddenly, we're waiting on that other dimension, that other level. Ladies and gentlemen, when he brings that and we get into the, should I say, the gear, as God puts it, that other level will come. I believe the prophecy will come. I believe tongues interpretation. I believe the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of faith, discerning of spirits. I believe discernment will be in this church like you've never seen it. But God is the one that does that. The Holy Ghost. Be ye filled where there's nothing else for the devil to take over. That's preaching to me. I'm preaching. This is the best time I've had in 15 weeks. I'm tired of being in a dead place with me. I love to preach, but I'm not a I'm not a noodle preacher. I wished I was. I'm an old-fashioned, I know you'll tear me and rip me apart. I just enjoy the anointing. And when the anointing works, praise God, I can't put out no more than what God's taught me. Or I've learned. You know, you got people always correcting you. When they look at their own self in the mirror, what about them? We all got faults. I just don't say nothing. I say, okay, God. Maybe I'm a nut. No, you're not. You're not, Charles Pierce. You were sent by God. You'll be taken by God. The Holy Ghost will get you out of here. I said, Lord, Mimi, I'm going to call her Mimi. Is that all right, the lady that helped with all this stuff? She went down to nothing. They took everything she had. Put her in she found her a place to live. Didn't have no food. Now, she's going to church, and she's got a black young man, I believe, I think, forget the blackness. But it just happened. She said, I want to tell you, God bless me. I said, don't worry about it. You go on. Just like Dwayne, just go on. Help him out. And if anybody's got that kind of mind, they need to be praying through the cell. Boy, you say you don't let your good be evil. When you're dying with cancer, you're good. How you good? And you can't do nothing anyway. You understand? And you're dying and somebody wants to help you. Amen. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. I've been misunderstood. But I want to tell you one thing. I'll do my best to tell you about Jesus Christ and the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues as much as I can. But you're the one that's got to experience it. You ain't got to. You need to experience it. Just because I'm a little radical and emotional today, people say, you preached a good, I ain't preaching a good message. I'm just preaching what the Holy Ghost gave me. I can't jump up and shout hallelujah. I used to could. He's tried to weaken us down. Sister Mimi, she said, I'm going to church Sunday. I'm going to church Sunday. Here she is with cancer, having chemo, radiation. I can't tell you all she's having. Every time she said, I said, love you, Mimi. I said, Mimi, you're faithful. God's word and what you've done. Hallelujah. Forget the doneness. God's doing it again. Some people don't believe they'll reap with a harvest if they give it with a willfully heart. Tithes does matter in offerings and what you give to God. If you don't do nothing but touch your offering plate. If you go to Rasmus Church over yonder and Johnny's Church over yonder and Mary's Church over yonder, if you come here, we're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about the baptism because that's the only thing that will get this thing going. Is get back in the altar and every one of us have a personal experience with God. My old pastor, you say, Brother Charles said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, you need to go and pray. Do you feel like praying? That didn't make sense. Brother Glover French, years gone by, even another preacher, I forgot his name. Anyway, he said, you need to pray. Do you feel like praying? I said, what do you mean till I feel? He said, get there and bury your nose somewhere, if that's what it takes, and pray till you feel like praying. Yes, well, I've been in the tank. I've been when blood and guts has been flying every which way. Forget about it. My wife has been there, my children. If you'd have been in the bus, you've been on or you'd have been in the flack of it, you said, I've been there. But you won't get up and say, I'm a hero. Because you want to tell you why? Satan will point you out, and he'll do his best to try to take you down and me down too. It's by the glory of God and the grace of God have we made it, Trey. You done good, Trey. Keep on. Don't keep studying. Because we're in a warfare like that. When the blood and guts, my Uncle Earl Pierce, he fought on the South Carolina, I believe it was, or North Carolina, one of the two, over in the west, on the Japanese. That's my daddy's brother. Some maybe have enough audacity to watch this. I'm just a hopped up Baptist preacher, is all I am. Hallelujah. I baptize and love the name of Jesus. I love it all. But hey, don't damn me to hell. I can go to their churches, or all them churches, and I can sit there, and I can enjoy it, man. I can get somebody. You can see me over sometime. I don't say a word. Just watching. I'm just watching. My Uncle Earl was on North Carolina, South Carolina. Them big 16, 18-inch guns. He said, Charles, doing the wreck, it rocked the whole boat. He said, I was fighting over there one day. Well, it's weather day. His nerves were shot. He's got children in Mobile, Alabama, in Texas, and Louisiana. And I won't name the names, no. But he said a guy, you know, was shooting anti-aircraft. He didn't call it out, but that's probably what it was. He said all at once he got hit. And said, I was fighting all I could. I was doing everything to fight. I was fighting blood all over me. So the guts hit me right around here. And it was a man's insides. And when they tell it, they got tears running down there. They don't tell it. It's been years since he didn't talk about it. There's things I could tell you I don't even talk about. My wife could tell you, we don't, and forgot it. But every once in a while, I'll see it stick its head up. I'm here to get you again. But oh no, we use the same anti-aircraft, the same guns in the Holy Ghost we used back then in prayer. He said a man had his whole bottom shot off. And he was running around sitting down. He said, I can't feel nothing. I can't see nothing. He said, I had one coming up the side. They didn't surrender. Those Japanese did not surrender. This is warfare. Lift up. Lift me up. Lift me up. He said, one of them had a bayonet behind his back, and he grabbed one of my boys and put it right through him. I won't tell you all they did. that guy. War is hell. But when you're in a heavenly warfare, the Bible said that, was it Joshua that came to the place that he led and the sun was going down? And the Bible said the angel of the Lord came, was going to fight with him. He said, Joshua said, whose side you on? Come on, let's talk. He said, he didn't know whose side he was on. He said, I'm on the Lord's side. He said, hallelujah, I'm glad you are. I was going to kill you. And the angel said, I'll go kill you. Something like that. Because when you're in a heated battle, you can't just pick out. You got to sort of discern. You know, everyone's going to come together, I hope. But we're not all going to just look alike, talk alike. But the Lord does that. If you listen to the word, the Lord will do that. And time and tribulation, work with patience, patience experience, experience hope. And he said this. He said, call for the elders of the church. If there be any sick among you, call for the elders of the church. Is it mean old? No, I believe it's people that's got, I mean, I could misinterpret it. But James said, call an old book. James said, call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them. Then let them anoint them with oil. Now, if you knew that you was going to be delivered today, we ain't got enough oil up here. If you knew that oil and the Lord in that oil and the obedience, you'd be number one up here to have your shoulders replaced. I'd be number two behind you, praise God. Push, come on, get with it. I need a complete overhaul, Lord. We all, all in a wreck situation. It seems that way, but we're not. It's what's here. It's what tomorrow, Monday. Some of you dread Sunday. Just a thought I have in times gone by. I said, God, I need something. Lord, the young folks are doing great. And here I am. He said, I got you right where I want you. My wife's told me that more than once. She said, God's got you right where he wants you until he gets through with you. Most preachers my age has done out of the picture. Well, the Holy Ghost ain't saying, I ain't saying this for a reason. But when he speaks, and I maybe if I don't come back or whatever, you know, drop over, the Lord said, called him home. But I believe, Sister LaWanna, Beverly, Brother Hollis, I'm going to see some results. Because we have planted all over the nations. You've planted. And you got a harvest. And I believe it's a good, I don't believe it's brimbles and the thistles and I don't believe it's stuff that falls among the wheat. I believe God has got a harvest and the angels of God will weed it out. The anointing of God will cause you to squeal, holler, scream, jump in order. It'll cause this suit to fit me. But you know, I'm not worried about that. I'm concerned about, Lord, let me leave here to see people delivered, people touched, and the Shekinah glory working, and the youth go forward and just fill this place up till we got to build bigger. And people just say, hey, it's my turn, my turn, my turn. Maybe they'll say that. I don't know. But when they get hungry enough, if we was giving out millions of dollars up here, my turn, I'm going, oh, yeah, they got $500 million billion on lottery. I'm going to go try. What's a dollar, $3? I might just win it. Well, you ain't got, right here, you ain't got a might. You got to sow. You got to sow. He said, if you have faith, it's a grain of mustard seed. You say to this mountain, mountain be thou, say, speak it, believe it, hold on to it, plant it with it. Now I want to say this. Mimi's doing good. I want to try to finish that. I'm looking forward to just enjoy her. Things is coming back. The Lord, Satan's tried to strike her sister with sickness. I mean, just strep throat and stuff like that. That's bad. But when you got cancer, and you look up, and there's nobody there. And we find in Mark, the 5th chapter in the Bible, I won't go there, but it says they tore the roof off. You know, it's good to have somebody have enough faith to tear the roof off and let a man down in the presence of the Lord Jesus. So whoever's watching, whatever your condition, we have been flooded. We have been attacked. But oh, we've got a counterattack. We've got an armor. Finally, brethren. Paul said, finally. He preached more on finally than did whole books. Finally. He just kept on going. I thought he never would quit. Just kept on going. Finally, brethren. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. Withstand. We think we're a match to the adversary. No, only through God are we a match to him, for him. Anybody receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to me, it's helped me so much. That's all I hope I had. And Jesus got a hold of me. So now I'm doing everything I can to push with him the way he wants things to go. Everything. Now, you may be so quick you can turn to the scriptures. Now, I know at Brother Rich's church, there's a lady back, used to be, man, but you could just mention, she'd have something on the board. I said, ooh, man. You know, some people just hid the word in their hearts until they just. And I believe we got to get that place to put a verse on the curse. When Satan's trying to come against you, you put a verse on the curse. You say, it's written, Satan. Get thee behind me in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said in Matthew 4, Luke 4, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. He said, it's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And then after Satan left a little while, he left. The Bible said the angels came. Now this makes me happy. The refreshing of the angels came and ministered to him. I believe in angelic ministry. I believe if our eyes are open, we'd see angels of God the Lord. If you don't believe it, you don't preach it, you'll never get it. It's in this word. You got cherubims, you got celestial beings, that's right. You got all kinds of angels. You got watchers, but you got archangels. Michael, Gabriel, and several more names that's not really listed in the Word of God, but two of them I know are. Then you got Lucifer. Lucifer is not a god. He's not like God. He's not God. He's tried to make himself. He's got I wills. I will ascend. I will make myself. I will. He didn't do it because the Lord got him flesh. Now, when you go to war, you ain't. These imps of hell that's been loosed. Now, we ain't got time to teach on that. You got to keep it. This is where it's hitting for, right here. Between your eyes. The gates. You be careful with this. I'm preaching to me now. It says, you ain't going to have no, you're going to have a baby. Don't you worry about it. Not you, Brother Hollis, her. And you know, I'm just caring. Only. Brother Hollis is good. But, you know, it's a joy to have a child at your age. And you quit grieving. You're not grieving, but the joy of the Lord is coming back on you. Hallelujah. I see songs, Brother Bridges. Songs. Songs. This guy beside you, God has songs, songs. And there's going to be songs. That it's gonna, because that's what gets us in a channel in that environment, that Shekinah glory, the songs of God. Surely there's a river, crimson flowing blood of Jesus. Today, our Lord has been in his house. I didn't take nothing. The sinus has tried to put all of us out of business. Now, if there's anyone that really knows if there's any sick among you and believes, let's all come stand up, and everyone can come if they want to, but special ones that wants prayer, to not to be poured all on, but to be anointed, unless you want it poured on you. I want us to really leave here as a mighty, mighty army as we leave here. And we leave here in one mind and one accord and come back and have a safe week. And when we get home, don't be tormented on your job or what Satan's trying to put on you. Say, Lord, by your word. The doctor looked at me and he said, I don't know how you're living, girl. Got another good report. Sister Carlin Johnson, I heard this. Sister Carlin Johnson's sister, they both had cancer at the same time. And both of them are doing good. But her sister was worse than her. She stood up and her leg broke. She didn't tell nobody about it. Her husband was very upset. Older couple, you know. Not old, but older couple. And when they took, she had places all over her body. And we went to pray for her. She had a smile. It's going to be all right, Brother Pierce. Hi. The Lord's good to me. And it wasn't a ha-ha. It was like, I trust Jesus. Her mother was a prayer warrior. Her mother always prayed and entertained preachers. She taught them kids exactly. Now they go older. Mom's gone. But that word is still in their heart. Still in their heart. And you know what happened to Tammy? They said, she's going to die. You know, they would think that. We won't say that. She'd be gone first. Tammy, the doctor said, those places started falling off. Just falling off. I mean, cancer. It just fell off. You know, Sister Karen, what you know. Some of you other ones have had situations. She's not the only one. It's people in this whole house. God gave this to me. He said, let them call. Man can only do so much, but my anointing can do it. Now she's encouraging, Tammy's encouraging Carlin Johnson. Because she stayed true to that word and her. What mama? Because mama's telling me be all right if I rebuke it in the name of Jesus and I plead the blood, I'm going to be fine. You know, that's some kind of faith. God, I may be called to pray for the sick, and you too, but church members, whatever. What a love of God to just reach down and have friends and put you down through the roof and lay before the Lord. And the Lord said, I know all about you. But had not been for your friends to lay you, we all want to be loved. I see great anointing in my grandchildren, my daughter, my son-in-law, my children. When you got cancer, it's like a death warrant. It's not, but it's like, because we've learned to accept it. But I know that when the Holy Ghost comes over me and speaks through you and it says, be gone, curse you in the name of Jesus. Drop and go away. And she just believed when everybody prayed for
her. You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.